And now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Thursday the 22nd of May 2025. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Fisher and German Bight. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Norway, 1,000. Expected southern Sweden, 1,000 by 1800 Thursday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, northeast 40s. Northerly, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later, except in northeast Viking and North Utsira. Showers, good. Southwest 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne. Northerly or northeasterly, 4 to 6, showers, good. Dogger. Northerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in northeast, showers, good. Fisher. Cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, becoming north or northwest, 4 to 6, rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. German Bight. Northerly or northwesterly, 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 at first in northeast, decreasing 4 to 6, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames. Northerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in East Humber, showers, good. Dover. East or northeast, becoming variable for a time, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later, fair, good. White. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast, 3 to 5 later, fair, good. Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. North or northwest, 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. Trafalgar. North or northwest, 4 to 6, fair, good. South Fitzroy. Northerly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6, south of Cape Finisterre. Showers, good. North Fitzroy, Seoul. Variable 2 to 4, occasional rain in west. Good, occasionally poor in west. Lundy, Fastnet. North or northwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Irish Sea. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Shannon, Rockall. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south 3 to 5 later in Rockall. Fair, good. Mallon. North or northwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Hebrides, east or northeast, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Bailey, south or southeast, 2 to 4, increasing 5 later, fair, good. Fair Isle, northerly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in east, showers in east, good. Faroes, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. And southeast Iceland, southerly or southeasterly, 2 to 4, increasing 5 later, fair, good. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, north by east, 4, 19 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Stornoway, northeast 4, 16 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Lerwick, north by east 4, recent rain 22 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, north by east 3, 12 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Aberdeen, north by east 2, 14 miles, 1021, rising more slowly. Lucas, northeast 2, 16 miles, 1020, rising more slowly. Boomer, north by east 2, 8 miles, 1020, now falling. Bridlington, north-northwest 2, 1018, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by north 4, 5 miles, 1017. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, east-northeast 4, 5 miles, 1017. St. Catherine's Point, automatic, north-northwest, 3, 1,017, rising slowly. Jersey, northwest, 3, 16 miles, 1,019, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel, automatic, west-northwest, 2, 5 miles, 1,019. Scilly, automatic, northwest, 4, 12 miles, 1,022, rising slowly. Milford Haven, northwest, 3, 14 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. Aberporth, southwest by west, 2, 14 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. Valley, west-northwest, 1, 9 miles, 1,019, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west by north, 3, 12 miles, 1,018, now falling. Valentia, north-northeast, 2, 16 miles, 1,023, now falling. Ronaldsway, northwest by north, 4, 16 miles, 1,018, rising slowly. Malinhead, northwest, 3, 8 miles, 1,021, now falling. And Macrahanish automatic, west, 3, 14 miles, 1,018, falling slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation, an area of low pressure near southern Scandinavia, will bring a generally light to moderate northerly airflow to the United Kingdom for much of Thursday, with winds in the west becoming light and variable. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. North or northeast, 3 to 5. Showers and east, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. North or northeast, 3 to 5, occasionally variable 3 or less in the firths of Forth and Tay. Showers and north, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. North or northeast, 3 to 5, backing northwest 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. North or northwest, 3 to 5, occasional rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Northerly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time and south. Occasional rain at first. Good, occasionally poor at first. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Northerly or northeasterly, becoming variable 2 to 4. Mainly fair. Good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable, becoming east or southeast later. 2 to 4. Mainly fair. Good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. North or northwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, mainly fair, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or northwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, fair, good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northwest 3 to 5 for a time, fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4, then west or northwest 3 to 5 for a time later, fair, good. Isle of Man. Northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, veering east or northeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 4 or less later. Fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. North or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, then variable 3 or less later. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northerly or northwesterly, veering easterly 3 to 5, then becoming variable 3 or less. Fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. North or northeast 3 to 5, fair, good. And Shetland Isles, northerly 5 or 6, occasionally 4 and west, showers, good. And that completes the shipping forecast. Well, as I often say, it's always wonderful to hear what the ships mean to you and where you tune in at 12 minutes to one each night. Susanna Geddes of Uplime, Lyme Regis, has sent us a poem she wrote a few years ago, and it's entitled The Shipping Forecast. The land asleep, now like a great beast, under the February night. Back legs stretched into the Atlantic, head pillowed on the North Sea. Rear end resting on the wash, and all around it protected by beacons of light. Tyree automatic, Malin head, and German bite. The names come to us out of the dark. Silly automatic, Sand Eddy light vessel, St. Catherine's Point. Comforting the sleepless with their lives out of joint. A mighty history, a kind of coastal poetry, telling again the rosary of the offshore bead lights. That's from Susanna Geddes of Uplime, and what a lovely poem. Well, as I said, it's always great to hear your stories of what the shipping forecast and sailing by mean to you and where you tune in at 12 minutes to one each night. And indeed, if you wrote a poem, you can always drop me a line to al.ryan@bbc.co.uk. Well, that's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4. On behalf of my colleague Joanna Keane in the newsroom and myself, Al Ryan, here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihawa.
It's midnight GMT. Hello and namaste. I'm Davina Gupta in Delhi, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Coming up on the show, tensions flare at the White House as President Trump and South African President Cyril Ramaphosa meet for a high-stakes diplomatic discussion. We'll hear directly from President Ramaphosa's advisory council on whether this rocky encounter could reshape trade relations between the two nations.
I think the combination of the tariff measures, the uncertainty over AGOA, means that it's not business as usual.
Meanwhile, across the US political aisle, Republicans are racing against the clock to find common ground on Trump's big, beautiful spending bill. Will they pull it off? All coming up, but first the news.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Donald Trump has confronted the South African president with a video that Mr. Trump said supported his claim that white farmers in South Africa were being persecuted. The footage, shown during a White House news conference with President Cyril Ramaphosa, purported to show thousands of graves of murdered farmers. Pumza Filani reports from Johannesburg.
What began as a light exchange between the two presidents took a tense turn when Mr. Trump played a video showing a South African opposition leader calling for land grabs from white farmers, seemingly to support his disputed claims. Caught off guard, President Ramaphosa stayed composed and steered the conversation back toward diplomacy. Beyond correcting false narratives, Mr. Ramaphosa's team came seeking a trade deal. While no agreement has been announced, the two leaders have agreed to continued engaging.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has defended his government's military expansion in Gaza and the limited supply of aid into the Palestinian territory. He said the fighting would not stop until Hamas was defeated, Israeli forces controlled all of Gaza, and the remaining hostages were brought home. Wera Davis is in Jerusalem.
In a media conference to which international journalists were not invited, Benjamin Netanyahu was in defensive mode, sticking to his guns and unfazed by critics, foreign and domestic, of his decision to step up the war in Gaza. Despite growing calls from the UK and other European governments to end the war and address Gaza's dire humanitarian needs, as long as he has the backing of the United States to continue the war in Gaza, Mr. Netanyahu indicated he would not change tack.
Canada, Uruguay and Spain are among the countries calling for accountability from Israel